Our neighborhood was built for kids. Giant concrete cul-de-sac, abundance of trees for climbing, picturesque families that organized block parties and coordinated garage sales. For many years, it never changed. No one moved, no one died. The rental house across the street was the only exception, which never seemed to hold its occupants for more than a year or two or three. We always lost kickballs in its backyard, a steep, rugged cliff that catapulted many of our toys into oblivion. My next-door neighbors on either side of me have remained faithful to our street, growing up in their little brick houses and growing older, as everyone seems to do. In the midst of the sticky summer nights when the sun appeared to never fade, we gathered in each other's backyards and played Capture the Flag, or Hot Lava, or one of the other myriad games we'd make up along the way. It was a sense of community. We were young, and not one of us could imagine anything much better. The quadruplets were the first to flee the nest. They were a part of the older demographic, probably around 10 or 11 at the time, me 6 or 7. I remember distinctly each of the quads, as we so duly called them, having distinguishing characteristics that separated them from each other, but simultaneously tied them together as brothers. We all looked up to them, it's safe to say. Their moving was a big blow to us, and no one good ever filled their house again. Then, the three sisters down the street, each 3 years apart in age, moved away. Parents wanted a bigger house or something. To this day, they still say they wish they could have moved back. And all at once, our crew was dismantling. The kid that always carried his camcorder and wanted to make skits using scripted lines and costumes was sent off somewhere around the same time, and I'm still never sure where. The family across the street was the next to go, but they had younger kids and two scary-looking dogs, so I wasn't too heartbroken. My longtime babysitter at the end of the road went off to college eventually, she along with many others that I didn't know quite as well. One day, the nice old man and his equally nice old beagle dog stopped taking their daily walks past my house. The more I think about all these people who have come and gone, the more nostalgic I become. I grew up with those people, and they grew up with me. We each had our own separate stories, complete with triumph and struggle, but somehow our own existences were woven intricately into theirs. That street, those people, shaped my childhood much more than I ever even realized. And I guess it's bittersweet, the change that's been inevitable. Many of us have grown up, moved on, and gone our way, but we will always be bound together by the simple nature of our shared years together.